Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Wash my sins away. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. Ruth Nabia. This is Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing to you the Word of God this night. And tonight our sermon is entitled The Believer's Worship. The Believer's Worship. What do we mean by saying the Believer's Worship? The Believer's Worship is one. And before I start or proceed, I want to say a prayer. Father, I thank you for your word. That is so true. The word is the only eternal truth for mankind, that when we use and take your word, we have power to become your children, and we have power to do all we can. Father, I bless you, O God, and I thank you for the lives of our listeners out there. May you let your spirit dwell in them, that darkness cannot overtake them, and let them be so powerful in your spirit. For you said you will give us your spirit to be our advocate and speak for us. Let your Holy Spirit, O Lord, speak through me this night, that the words of my mouth will be acceptable, and the meditations of my heart will go out, O God, through your spirit, that I will speak only the truth from the word of God and from your holy eternal book, the Bible, which is the truth of life to all mankind. Stay tuned for this music. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Thank you. Come and take this place. Come and fill this place tonight. Holy Spirit, we need your presence. You are our advocate tonight. You have always been. The Father gave Jesus Christ to die on the cross. And he died and left his Holy Spirit on the earth. That whenever we call him and we open our doors for him, he comes in to fill in. Tonight, our sermon is entitled, The Believer's Worship. What do I mean by the believer's worship? The believers worship in spirit and in truth. When you worship in truth, you are a child of God, you are born again. And when you are born again, you do the word in spirit. And your spirit being connected. Everything you do is in the spirit. For the Lord Jesus Christ left us his Holy Spirit to be our advocate. Give us power so that we may be able to call on him, so that he will help us through all our doings. Tonight, my first word is coming from John chapter 16, verse 7 through 16, and it reads, But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you, and he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine, and will disclose it to you. And all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine, and I will disclose it to you. And a little while, and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me. Thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. This word is coming from Jesus Christ before he was crucified, telling us that he will not be with us in physical being anymore as man, but he will leave his Holy Spirit on earth. That whenever we call on his Holy Spirit, he will come and reveal things to us. So tonight, if you are listening to Daughter of Zion World Ministry, our word or our sermon title is The Believer's Worship. The believers, the children of God, and the true believers, we worship in spirit. Our spirit, we speak languages that are not understood by the carnal mind, but the spirit being the language of heaven, the language of the kingdom of God, the language which is only in God's understanding, that only the children or the true believers understand each other. We ourselves do not understand it, but the spirit that intercede for us, interpret to the Father when we pray. Tonight, my sermon dropped on me by the Spirit of God that we believers, we have a power in the Spirit. All we do is in the Spirit being. So if you are still a believer or a born-again Christian and you do not pray in tongues, that the Lord gave us, Jesus, that he will pour out his Spirit on us and we will prophesy and do wonders. And our tongues shall change, that we will pray in tongues. Prayer is praying in tongues. And when you pray in tongues, you have the power. You have the power and you overcome every darkness. Because when the Holy Spirit dwells in you, you overcome. You do things that are mysteries. You do things, you become so powerful. So tonight I pray to you, my brother or my sister listening to me, that if up till now you do not speak in tongues, begin to let your spirit desire it and ask the Father and the Holy Spirit. When you pray, begin to look into the word of God and take it seriously. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, that is of the word of God. When you let the word of God and the truth, the eternal truth dwell in your spirit, then you will not be able to speak in words, but your spirit will speak languages that you yourself will not understand. That you, when you speak in tongues, things happen. So tonight, the believer's worship is the Lord has given us the Spirit on earth. He died, and before he died, he told us that when he dies, he will leave a spirit. And it is better that we mourn and go through pain, that he died on the cross, that his Spirit would dwell in us, that we may believe in him and his wonders. Thank you, Lord Jesus, this night. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. The spirit that dwells in us, the spirit that gives life, the spirit that gives us hope, the spirit that speaks and manifests things in us. When you have the spirit, the Holy Ghost baptism, you are so powerful. You can do things. The Holy Spirit reveals things to you as a child of God, as a child of God and as a kingdom citizen. When you have the truth in you, then you are baptized. You have to forgive. When you have the spirit, you have to forgive those who hurt you or who has offended you. You have to forgive sinners, and they will be forgiven. And when you speak, everything shall happen because you have the tongue. You speak to the Father in the right line or in the right direction. You speak, your spirit being connected to the Spirit of God, which is holy. Someone asked me some time ago that how can people who play different lives have the Spirit of God dwelling in them? And I told him that the Spirit of God is so holy. It cannot dwell in the dark. It cannot dwell in darkness. And wherever there is darkness and the Spirit of God manifests, there is instant light. The light shines, so the Spirit of God will take over. So if you have any darkness in you and you have become born again and take Christ as your personal Savior and begin and you have the Holy Ghost baptism, you become powerful. The Holy Ghost will baptize your inside out. There are places you cannot go. You will begin to do mysteries because the Holy Spirit is our advocate. It is a mysterious language that I wish that every Christian or every man or woman that is born of Christ and is going to church every day would speak in tongues, because tongue speaking is a great revelation. You have so much revelation by speaking in tongues. Holy Spirit, we need your presence. I need your presence tonight, oh God. Makaini mashakaini makayara bashindi yaba. Ikiyana mahakaini yabashiyandi. Iyena mahakaini mashandi yaba. Holy Ghost, sakaini makandi yabasha. Ona hakiyena mahakaini yaba. Holy are you, Lord God Almighty, in heaven and earth. We need your Holy Spirit in our daily lives, in our walk with you as children of God. We need your power, your manifestation. Oh God, your revelation. Oh God, speak to us. Help us that we may be strong. Help us, oh Lord, that we can be able to speak the mysteries. That the dark kingdom shall be afraid of us. When you have the Holy Ghost upon your life, when you have that anointing, you do mysteries. You become so powerful. You cannot. Your words are piercing. They pierce the dark world. It pierces the devil when he moves out his seat when he hears your name. They cannot mention your name for just like that or for anyhow. They cannot mention your name. They cannot come around you because they see the fire surrounding your life. They see the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, fill this place tonight. Namakaini mashakaini makaya. Holy are you, Lord, Lamb of God, Son of God, you are holy. Oh, makaini mayande. I pray that the Father baptize anyone listening to me that still up to date do not speak in tongues or do not have the Holy Ghost baptism. That you need it is the strength, and you will love to be in the Spirit all the time because the sweetest thing in your life is to have the Holy Ghost in your life, that you can break mountains, that you can cause deliverance upon people, that you will bless and they will be blessed, that your hands, when you lay on people, there shall be healing, there shall be deliverance. So kaini ma kaini derea, shakabanini haya bashake mayande, ma kaini mashendea. By the power of the Holy Ghost, ini hakayama, I command every yoke of the devil upon your life to be moved. Ini hakashanderea. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. There is the namaki ende ya mashakaya. Holy Ghost, sakani ya makaini. Do your work tonight. Makaini hashandereya. Mandi ene mahakaya daba. Holy Spirit, pene haini handiaba. Sheni ya kaini kaya bashandereya ba. Mandi ene makashindereya. Mandereya bashekendeya ba. Iya na hakaini mashandereya ba laba. Ikere mashandereya. Nene ya ha. Mere ya hne. Makaini mashende yaba. Mandere ya. Mindiere mahashike ni yaba. Mandere yaba shikiri.
Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
They say, holy,
holy and hallowed God. Sacred and sovereign, faithful, righteous and redeeming God. Worthy of all the glory, worthy of all the praise. We will bow before you.
You are holy. Spirit of God, we need your presence every day. We need your kingdom. We want your presence every day. We need your presence to walk in our daily lives. We need your presence to heal us, oh God, from our daily lives, from our workplace, from the dark kingdom, from the demonic powers. Oh Lord, let your Holy Spirit be upon us every day. We need you because in you we have the sweetest glory. We are blessed with your Spirit. We are powerful in your name. We do wonders in your name. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, O God. Thank you for giving your Son to die on the cross, that we may have his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God that speaks for us. That is our lawyer. In him, we do not need any lawyer. He is our advocate. We do not need any human lawyer. He is our lawyer. He speaks for us. He defends us in battle. By the power of the Holy Ghost, he consumes our enemies. The fire surrounds us. That when they see us, they begin to stop and let us pass. When they see us, they open the door for us because they know that the Lord is upon us. And the Holy Ghost is on our head. Anointing so sopaki in the hasha yina. Mai he can nay ni hekayaba. I in the hashi and de yaba shakainama. Ini mahaka ini mashata yandiyaba. In the name of Jesus. Ini hakayama shendiyaba. This night I pray for you listening to me. Yuma Kayande on Block Talk Radio. May the Lord change your tongue. May you begin to experience the spirit being, the spirit realm, to see the glory in Hashaya. Because when you have that experience, you will never want to go back. You will want to be with the Lord forever. Ini Mahashende. May the Lord reveal to you the secret things of his word and his kingdom, that you will know how sweet it is to be in the spirit. That you will be with the Lord forever. You will begin to do wonders. Your footsteps will be blessed because you have the power and the Holy Ghost surrounding you. No demonic hand can touch you. You become untouchable. You become fire. You become fire to those who want to touch you. Any hands lifted against my listeners, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I rebuke you. May the Holy Ghost consume you. May the fire consume you. The fire of Jehovah, the Holy Ghost fire, consume you. If you lift your hands against the children of God, may you perish for us to live. Miki and Hashendea, this night King Herod have to die for the kingdom of the world to live, for Jesus Christ to go. Makaini Mashendea, Uhakayedneyada Mashakayende, for the word of God to go. And it grew and grew and grew. And today it is still with us. The word is still now. Man perishes, the flowers faded, but the word of God still remains. And my next word is coming from Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 8. And it reads, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak other tongues as the Holy Spirit was giving them utterance. Now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the crowd came together and were bewildered, because they were each one hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, why are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we each hear them in our own language to which we were born? And the verse 13 to 21 reads, I'm still reading on Acts chapter 2, verse 13 to 21. But others were mocking and saying, they are full of sweet wine. But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, men of Judea, and you all you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my spirit on all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And even on my bondslaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth of my spirit. And they shall prophesy, and I will grant wonders in the sky above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and glorious day of the Lord shall come. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight, for the word that gives life, for this word from the book of Acts chapter 2, that we are understanding that when we receive the power and call on his name, he shall give us strength to overcome every situation. And we can be able to see the spirit being. We shall see our future, because the Holy Ghost will talk to us and manifest to us what is to come and what is about to come. He will reveal things of the secret, the things that are beyond carnal knowledge. He will speak to us that the language that ordinary cannot understand, but unto the spirit that utter for us. We ourselves cannot understand, but the spirit being in the Holy Ghost that interprets it to us, for us, and pray for us, and intercede for us to the Father. This night I thank you, Holy Ghost, for revealing this to us tonight, for giving us your word, the spirit, that believers worship. We worship in spirit and in truth. We worship a God of the living. And so everything is done in the name of Jesus. Jesus, who died on the cross 2,000 years ago, he left his Holy Spirit to be with us, to be with us, to speak and intercede for us, to fight for us, and to reveal things of the future and of the past and things that are yet to come and things that are happening, to give us wisdom to walk in the light that we may not fall. I pray to you, listen to Daughter of Zion World Ministry tonight, that if you are sick, may the Holy Spirit touch you tonight. May your tongue change. If you desire to speak in tongues, you have to create and begin to love the word of God and begin to yearn and test for it and begin to ask and let men of God and women of God and people who love the word of God help you in prayer and in teachings, that you may understand. And just in a minute, the Spirit, in one day, in 1 second, will manifest itself to you and change your tongue, and you will see the glory of the Spirit manifestation and the power that we have as kingdom citizens. Niki in the Hashin Dima, Ere Mahashinya, Ian Andia Akaba Ina, Shai in the Hashi India Makaya. Holy are you, Lord God, Majesty, our worship. We worship your Majesty, Holy God, Sakainiha India, Ine Mahashin Dire Makaya.
Majesty, worship His Majesty, unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom above, Lord Jesus, we set aside the balance of this evening to focus upon your kingship and your lordship. Yes, Lord, we acknowledge you as the sacrifice, the great sacrificial lamb. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood that you shed for us. We thank you, O Lord God, for the great mercies and blessings that you showered upon our lives. But tonight, Lord, we want to see you not as a lamb, but we want to worship you as that Lion of Judah, the King above all kings. Thank you. Thank you for your presence. We bow before you. We acknowledge you. We honor you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Rich and poor, we
rain, healing rain, falling down, receive it. Wherever you are listening, wherever you may be, receive the healing rain. The anointing of God, it's rain. It pours on us, the children of God, the believers, the true worshippers. We have come to glorify his name. We believe in one God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through the Father and the Holy Spirit. We believe in one God, the Elohim God, the Trinity God, the God, our Savior, Ma'i Indiaba. In the name of Jesus, I plead and I declare the anointing of Jehovah to bless you and baptize you if you do not speak in tongues or you still do not understand the spiritual world that we have or we live in. If you know what we have, then you begin to go into the word. It starts with repentance. Ye must repent to receive the baptism. Repent that by forgiving others your sin, their sins, those who offend you, who hurt you, hit you so hard that you don't think you can forgive it. Let it go. Let it pass. Pray to the Father, Abba Father, our God, to help you forgive your enemies, that you may have a whole heart to let the Holy Spirit dwell in you. Because if the Holy Spirit dwells in you and you do not have the tongue speaking, or you do not speak in the spiritual mystery, then you will begin to have it, because the Holy Spirit will be whole upon you. You begin to be filled with the word of God that becomes so mighty and hits your spirit. It's our battle. It's our armor. It's the spirit. It touches our heart and it hits our bones and speak mysteries to us. If you want revelation, if you want to know your future, repent ye that the Holy Yamahatiya, that the Holy Spirit will dwell in you, that it will open your eyes to see the glory of God and to understand his mysteries, that you will let the Holy Spirit, he will speak and whisper and open your eyes to see what is to come, and direct you and bless you to walk only in the light of Jehovah. This has been Daughter of Zion World Ministry, bringing to you the word of God, the ministry that is here to heal the world with the word of God. We are here in existence to help humankind, to help in humanity, and to bless the needy. We are here to build our communities by coming together as children of God. Because we are a blessed child and descendants of Jacob, we do not have to suffer the way we are. That we from Mahandiere Basha. Father, I thank you, O Lord, for this night. I thank you for listening to Daughter of Zion World Ministry on Blog Talk Radio. And this is Rose Nabia, your presenter, who brought you the word of God. I thank you and I bless you in the name of the Lord. I plead the oil of Jehovah over your life, that may the oil break every yoke of the dark kingdom, every yoke of cares, every yoke of setback against your life. Any arrow lifted against you shall not prosper, because you have Jehovah. You have Jesus, the Son of God, the Holy Ghost, upon your life. May it be broken in the name of Jesus. I speak in the name of Jesus. I stand as daughter of Zion in the name of Jesus. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. I see favor coming to your doorstep. I see the Lord doing a new thing in your life, because that is his word. He said, I will do a new thing. I am with you to strengthen you, to fight for you. He's the God your battle. That is all you need tonight. This has been Rose Nabia on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you, and may the peace of the Lord be with you. May the grace fall on you wherever you go. May this week be a prosperous year and a prosperous week unto your life and to your household. Be blessed. Thank you. And there is a song from Bebo Norman called I Will Lift Up My Eyes to the Maker. Thank you and good night.
I would.